Yeah.
Just two short pulls. So, yeah, this is called standard deviation. A standard deviation wouldn't make for much of a movie. A set of standing images would not make up for a lack of living. An unsettling sort of silence is to be found around the Mardyke on a Monday night. A TV might occasionally emit a crackle from its tube winding down, but otherwise things are really quite silent. Walking is wonderful in theory and occasionally in the rain. My occasional writing is not meant to be mistaken. My writing is not to be mistaken for my typing. I couldn't cite my senses even if you paid me to. My anxiety is exacerbated continuously. Courtesy would be welcome, courtesans would not. An entire corpus has built up around Kai. It could well kill someone one of these days. Should I continue? Should continuance be a prerequisite of my writing? What of my wrongs? There are some suggestions in the media that the media I'm working in is dead. I dare them, they doubt me, I don't blame them. Wherever I see congestion, I see a failure of cooperation. I settle for coordination instead. It's a light relief, a reprieve. A kind of retrograde insistence on its significance is not my game. I have run my gamut. I would say that certain things needed to be said, and so I should. In utterance, I am interred. In terms of change, inert. Inevitably unwilling to compose. Terminally in decline. Because I'm a student, I spend most of my life on the bus, going between my mother's cooking and here. And one day I wrote this on my phone. This is in Vantage, which was on the prize early. Not much to it. It's called On the Bus. I'm grasping at the gas lantern, slipping, sliding, jinking gracefully, Gemmell-esque, between the Jarvies and Browns, avoiding bricks tucked around the plinth, and you wouldn't want to be stuck in traffic, sucking smoke along Fenn's Quay, when queerly the concept of Catenaccio was not cast, nor was the key for the lock cut. The special sense of a boss in the showband setting is travelling in the grass and maybe think about the letter loosely spoken as a lost art. Lurid Lancastrian labs, exquisitely empathetic to the effluent errata, trembling torpidly and tunnelling unguents towards the ticking over of temperance everlasting. Emergency exits are especially catered for regularly. Ruminating ruefully on what might have been is not. Thank you.
Thank you very much, David. That was great. And next we have a man who doesn't need an introduction, that's Billy Russell.
That is the poem I just finished reading, while you were there, to be honest. And it's called Jazz Weekend. It's about the Jazz Festival, the annual Jazz Festival here in Cork City, which is, I suppose, more of a drinking festival, really. We don't let on. It's got the different days of Jazz Festival, and each evening is kind of set in a different place or whatever, you know. So, Friday, the Long Body. The bonus track of an after-hour Murphy's. The bar turns to sax and drums. Improvise yet predictable, structurally loose. The festival, now just shuffling through its intro, will continue like a standard we know well. Town will fill. It'll end in a Monday night diminuendo, booze engendered, of banter and indignity and background jazz. You lift your glass to your mouth. The band plays Since I Fell For You. Then they play A Slow, Lush Life. I think I know what that is. Saturday, the Metropole Hotel. This piano speaks the language of machines. Through the foyer's raucous, out-of-town reverbing, our eardrums search for patterns in the ragtime data stream of chords and choruses. Locate them, make them beautiful. and what does software do but find harmonics in the whole indifferent global info din? We drink. We trace tipsy 3D trinkets around the tonics. This is how we speak the chrome intelligence. Sunday, the Ivory Tower restaurant. Gubbing cheese and carnadine pork, and a few tables away, the chef. Midnight finds his waiter and his porter gone an age ago. We rubberneck at how for supper he's just fixed himself. Some breadsticks, boiled potatoes, a greyish gruel or goo. He who brought our palates to the very edge, sorbet by seaweed, of a spasming happy spentness. After gigs, T. Monk would sit in silence for hours upon the stage. Feel trapped colours trod within his strings. Feel the pent keys tension. And Sunday, the Triskel Art Centre. This piano speaks the language of your skin. Space, vibration, space, triplets, slow ascent, then space and then the sando, all insist on its coolness in the morning and its scent. To the chin fingering, studiedly attentive pews, the piano says, there are channels in the city of autumn where the river's epidermis shows such poise. The fireflies almost clone themselves in ebony water. Tuesday, River Lane. That's where I live, actually. In the raw dawn, like survival blankets, we cling to one another. We walk to mutual crackiness, drizzle, a trebly soloing hangover that just goes on and on like a trombone or November. The street sweepers out, the jazz men gone, and all the bank machines empty. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Billy. That's
great. And next we have somebody who's actually new to the open mic, Mark O'Leary. I just have two short poems, and I remember the title, so this is the first one. The countryside is deathly silent, sparse but populated by iron drums and wintry trees. There is no such thing as birdsong. There is only the screech of machines, a collision of oil and stainless steel parts. Civilization creeps along the edges. There are no wild places. The countryside is deathly quiet. There is no such thing as birdsong. There are no wild places. Only machinery and the beat of overturned steel drums. And this is the second one. Morgan, appearing as death personified, wearing fetters for wings, strolling through the city, lethargic from everyday use, and believing that death was the road to all, she crossed the road without looking both ways. If crows could weep, they'd cry for their own.
That was really good. Thank you very much, Mark. And next we have a regular. Grant,
I'm a regular.
Yes, you are.
So I have a friend that lives down in Eugene, which is 3 hours from my home, but I live in a little ranch home in the suburbs of Portland. He kind of just shows up from time to time, and I sometimes know that he's coming and sometimes I don't. Sometimes he just shows up, and then he always comes in, and we always sit by the back door and smoke cigarettes and usually drink bourbon and talk about whatever the most pompous thing we possibly can think of is. So, I was thinking a lot about him recently, so I decided to write this poem. It's called By the Back Door. The man with the black hat, like a half-cocked Johnny Cash, comes back to the place where I used to crash. And his stilted gait seals the fate of bourbon, cigarette, 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 and words, words, like Lear's fool by the gaping back door. And he's got Buddha in a bindle wrapped like kindling for the burning soul like mine. And I've got Leibniz and Marino giving keynote speeches to convince us leeches to never think too much. And we drink, spill our guts to the time of passerby roommates that want to speak but never chime. And the well-read formalities become casualties as a fifth of bourbon becomes a pint. And we reduce the boys bearing crushes on girls that never bat an eye. And he's got a ghost on a hill, like a little pink pill that keeps fucking with his mind. Of ghosts, he knows that I've got mine. not until the words with tears begin to throttle like a lovesick rat trapped in our freshly emptied bottle do I realize that we fought, won and lost the young man's game with the old man's mind. And we sputter and choke and sleep with mud in our throats, and we wake with headache upon headache from all the sorrows that we spoke. Thanks.
And next we have another regular, Mary O'Connell. Thank you. This is called Fate. For him, the sacred medicine wheel had spun three times. For her, it would soon be twice. Two unconnected pilgrims wandering down the arches of the years, unaware that one day a strange conjunction would throw out signs to guide them to a point of intersection. The casting of his words, precise and weighted, discovered her deep and dreaming. Deftly he played the lines, hoping for recognition, and when it came, he knew he'd stumbled on the Chinese art that calls the one meant to come. All this took place with such ease and speed that now they are drunk with mystery. Wait for a timeless wave to sweep them beyond death. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mary. And now we have, I think, Nicole Roche. Nicole Roche?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay, thank you.
I'm regular.
Maybe
I'll be regular by now.
Not good. There we go. Take this one with yin yang. It's crazy how a thought can make you smile, laugh or cry. For most this can occur in the blink of an eye. Happy thoughts of using jumpers for goalposts, scoring the winner just before lunch break ends. Such a blessing to have lived as a youth. Money, women, drugs, they're only a substitute. Alas comes the pain of being alive, but places the joy and seems to multiply by five. Now a young man, what do I do? Where do I go? Sometimes the reality feels like a fatal blow. I don't like this poem, no. It makes life seem sad. But it says life is pain. That ball trick is mad. I thank God for pain. Because of it, I have wrinkles. It adds to my character. A benefit of being a man.
Thank you very much, Nicole. And next, we have Sheila Tyson.
Tight nylon fishnets, leathers run from the bottom of hay reeks each fall. The tie. He cultivates lawns round the tie, and he is exceedingly shy. A wee drop of milk, alone, she's in silk, he cedes to the flesh of a tie. Moments. Broken white lines pass under the fender, each a split second, a waking cat eye, no time to ponder, past here and now. Four, this was when helicopters were very, very common. So common that someone could nearly end up with it. Four, that night on the head of Kinsale, he cheed up his shot and again. VIP chopper, RIP stopper, his driver was bang on the nail. An overweight gent from Clermont transported his spare since a boy. His imperial scales told fat weekly tales but always in ever do koi. Lexus. A lurking hunch escapes the bunch, the furtive punch as terms crunch. Sculpt novel lines, rejig verse spines, observe the signs, beware sound minds. In catching clothes and haughty pose, one always knows mismatching prose. Small stands of locks, fresh from the stocks, in ginger locks the thoughtful fox. The sound of chime reduced to mime, and work of rhyme defies all time. A gentle pace may cause a brace to find a place in time and space. To every nerve it's not absurd to cull a word from idle herb. Dyslexic game of sire and dame, by any name, still the same. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. And next we have Patricia Walsh. Thank you, Susan. This is called Home. I have a house that's on the edge, and there I like to live. Little children come sometimes to try and push me a little inch closer to the water. God despises those that really fear him. That's your unspoken truth. I passed on so young, I'm being passed by without any tributes, like Martin Scorsese in Channel 4. On Saturdays, I walk with the tightrope and raise some funds. A long line of pennies reaching up to the sky, and house extensions stretching out to sea. Take a bow, kid. Thank you, miss. You're actually laughing. You're finally laughing at me. I have a castle in the air, and there I like to stagnate. I'd let them come sometimes, and stay together forever in my books, pushing me farther away from home. This one's called Liquid Engineering. If she came in today with a handful of flowers, I would not stop her. But I would be so vulnerable as to cast advance over, so as to make her obliged even glad to pass them to me.
Next we have Francis Ligon. Written earlier, 14th of 3rd, 11. Puddles and leaves. Be good, do good. Catch the karma of that. Missing is okay too, but not all the way missing. Hello day, meet you halfway, saviour of the town. Lots to be grateful for, start counting. Just heard today, the mother has dementia. Still have her though, must be grateful for that. Yes, she still knows her son. Sunshine, rain, no difference, if I'm in form. Whistling or singing, do both when I'm walking. Puddles and leaves, magic. Thinking about childhood. When will I grow up? Won't be a train driver, nah. But just stay a space cadet.
Thank you, Francis. And next we have somebody who probably has a poem on Paddy Sue. No? Terry?
Terry Dean.
A hell of happiness on Paddy's Day because the scene is a career of happiness. So it's the beginning of spring, so it's a good time to go up and have a good time. I think anyway. It might be snowing.
Rainy for sure anyway.
Maybe I feel like I haven't earned the right to be treated equally. Maybe it's just you having treated me as a nobody. Maybe it's because you never communicated or uttered a few more words other than instructions. Maybe you saw me as a threat. Someone who would speak back to you. Someone who would tell you off. Make a joke of you. Challenge your skills. Usurp you from your position. Challenge your power. I knew my place. And you reminded me. by excluding me, ignoring me, and treating me badly. Why did I explode? Call you names, insult your best friend, insult you, call you God. Why did I? Because that's how people are, human. Only so much pressure, so much resistance, so much dogma, and we burst like a bottle top pops at injustice, and injustice flows over. Now you really have a reason to hate me, despise me, and be angry. Thriving on conflict, I was a perfect kill, and you took your share. In my position, I was vulnerable, until one day I discovered I had a voice, and I could say what I thought. I could fight back with words, my words. Is it because I'm a woman that you treat me this way? Should I know my place, do my work, and shut up? Chauvinist, slave driver, taskmaster, have you looked at yourself in the mirror? Do you know how it feels to be sidelined, ignored, blocked out? What is this power you hold? How much control do you need to feel you're a hero? We have cried, flung words out of the sea, watched our faces contort in the glass. No, there is no time for tears, no time to lie down, cry, and ask why. We do not have to forgive these crimes, those who have no will to change, those with no reason to change, those who smother another's joy and never trust unless we either can. We are women, strong against the odds, that sometimes you want to throw the fight away over the distant hill. Forget those long, hard days you spent working for him. Him, it echoes back in time. For him, him, him. You want to sweep it all under the carpet. Ask yourself why. Why a slave to him? Him, him, him. Take a pill, superwoman. Be Maeve. Strong, untouched, ready to stand up, drive on. Let them standing, hovering on the edge, flexing their muscles at the world, shouting out words, words. There is only one word. Fight.
Okay. And I think I saw something red walking through the door just a while ago.
Ah.
The man in the back there. Hello, Sydney.
Thank you. Always have something in my pocket. A friend of mine has been translating The Hobbit into Irish, and he asked me for some help with the poetry in it, if you can call it poetry, which I did. So I a piece of one poem, which is at the beginning of the book, and it's about kind of 62% mine and 38% his, or maybe the opposite, I'm not sure. So I read just bits of both, and so the English, bits of English and bits of Irish. Far over the misty mountains cold, to dungeons deep and caverns old, we must away ere break of day to seek the pale, enchanted gold. The dwarves of yore made mighty spells, while hammers fell like ringing bells, in places deep where dark things sleep, in hollow hills beneath the fells. For ancient king and elvish lord, there many a gleaming golden hoard, they shaped and wrought, and light they caught to hide in gems, on hilt of sword. If Ada Clayton show away, Hoy Carker Hue, is Dinah Uav, Solenaio Grianni Morden Triel, a Toriath Oer Yal Vuin and Ruag. Vuilog Awit Tri Hreath Dick, Casuer Fado Hor Bean or Clay, and now in a Guas Maramirko Bluish, Arathi Dorachal and Suans Nukmik. Is Mord Tria Alavach, is Shannery Moor, or Inchi Diva Severus Oer, Shoulders, grace, is rhydish lace, good Daniel had norris well cleave, no glory. On silver necklaces they strung, the flowering stars and crowns they hung, the dragon fire in twisted wire, they meshed the light of moon and sun. Far off through the misty mountains cold, to dungeons deep and caverns old, we must away ere break of day to claim our long forgotten gold. Goblets they carried there for themselves, and harps of gold where no man delves. They lay there long, and many a song was sung and heard by men or elves. The buidach sonita o chrinan oas, is pascafer in yonri lan oia doi, by yargan lam is yannig and blind, gar yawla lochr in the jewish in o huas. in a cloud of wola, a mile of traha, is dear no doin an east of fatter, a hollow of an dragon, is a haniger lagan, or lagshire dihe is a doos or tallow. Fin ravi de tach, a gairi o or, dun an alk, nor a darishit o rack of voice, a norish a treg of his marapar chela, hitching a hussar, when yallach long. Far over the misty mountains grim, to dungeons deep and caverns dim, we must away ere break of day, to win our harps and goals from him. If lad her chait on hio huig, chai carcar chweghe is dainach duolv, so the night oi grian, ni mword oi tseal, chan ar gwydna oed, a hogail huig.